Shalom! Holy Scriptures and Israel is a ministry designed to share with the Jewish people the good news of the Lord Jesus, Yeshua the Messiah, and to instruct Christians on the Jewish roots of their faith. And now, teaching God's Word from a Hebrew Messianic perspective, here is Gideon Levitam.
Shalom, dear brothers and sisters. God bless you. What privilege we have to begin today with the study of a new book in the Brit HaChadasha, in the New Covenant, which is the Gospel of John, the Gospel of Yohanan. In Hebrew, the name is Besorat Yohanan, the Gospel according to the man by the name of Yohanan, John. And I will like to read with you together the first a few verses that are found in the first chapter of the Gospel of John. To remind you that when we study a book such as John, the Gospel, we are entering into a passage that really deals with a testimony concerning the person of our Lord, Yeshua, Jesus, the Messiah. Wonderful testimony concerning the person and the work of the Redeemer, of the Savior, of the Mashiach. John began his gospel with these words. It says here in chapter 1, in verse 1, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made which was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not." Now I'm going to stop here with the first five verses of the Gospel of John. I'm not sure how much in this ministry meeting we will enter into all these first few verses, but I would like, beloved brothers and sisters, just to begin by way of introduction, to introduce this Gospel a little bit to us all. This is very interesting because this is a fourth gospel. Actually, it was a gospel that was written after the first three gospels were written by Matthew, Mark, and Luke. And this gospel of John was written later on by Yohanan, John, sometime between 80 to 90 AD. It was given to us some 50 years after John himself, Yohanan, remember, he's from the Galil, from the northern parts of Israel, and he wrote this by divine inspiration some 50 years after he have actually witnessed the life of the Lord Jesus, the Lord Yeshua himself. In other words, after Yeshua died, then John, some 50 years or so after, wrote this gospel to supplement the gospel writings of Matthew, Mark, and Luke. It is very interesting because those of us who were born and raised in Israel know very well that the territory which Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, lived in, spoke in, ministered in, all that which was done by Yeshua the Messiah is something that is not foreign to us when we read the scripture and we see from the scripture that he lived among our people of Israel and he served there. He was born in the city of Bethlehem. He lived in the city of Nazareth. He ministered in the Galil, in the north of Israel. He continued to minister in the city of Jerusalem. It is very interesting. So as we study the book of John, the Gospel of John, we can see how the Lord, by his Spirit, directed John to write this gospel. So just it is important for us, by way of introduction, to understand that this fourth gospel, which is called the Gospel according to Yohanan, to John, is a very, very important gospel for more than one reason. Because, you see, Matthew and Mark and Luke present the person of the Lord Jesus, the Lord Yeshua the Messiah, in a way in which we might relate to, such as Matthew present Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, as the King of the Jews, the King of Israel, the promised King that God had promised to our fathers in days of old, a descendant of David. That's why the genealogy in Matthew chapter 1 takes us all the way to the fact that Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, was a descendant of David, who was the King of Israel, but ultimately from Abraham. On the other hand, Mark presents the person of the Lord Yeshua the Messiah not so much as the King of Israel, but he presented the person of the Lord Yeshua the Messiah as the servant of the Lord. In Hebrew, we call it Eved Adonai. Yeshua was the true servant of the Lord, of whom the prophet Isaiah described so vividly concerning the person of the Messiah that was to come. He would be the servant of Jehovah, the servant of the Lord. If you remember, we read in Isaiah 42 and verse 1, "Behold my servant," in Hebrew, "Hine Avdi, whom I uphold, and mine elect, in whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles," to the Goyim. And you can see that in the second gospel, namely the gospel of Mark, Marcos presents Yeshua, Jesus, our Messiah, as the servant of the Lord. But then we read of a third gospel called the gospel according to Lucas, who was a physician, a doctor. And Luke now takes us far back into the fact that he wanted to present Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, not so much as the King of the Jews, the King of Israel, not so much as the servant of Jehovah, the servant of the Lord, Eved Adonai, but Luke presenting the person of the Lord Jesus the Messiah as the Ben Ha'adam, Son of Man. That's why in the third chapter of the Gospel of Luke, Luke takes us to the through the genealogy of Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, and he takes us so far back, and all the way from Adam to the time that he was born. You remember what we read in Luke chapter 3 and verse 23? "And Jesus," and Yeshua himself, "began to be about 30 years of age, being, as was supposed, the son of Yosef, which was the son of Eli, which was the son of Matat, which was the son of Levi," and he continued taking us all the way back. And at the end of chapter 3, verse 38, it says, "which was the son of Enosh, which was the son of Shet, which was the son of Adam, which was the son of God, Ben Adam, Ben Elohim." Now, what does that mean? That Luke presented the person of our Lord Yeshua the Messiah as the son of Adam, son of man, which is called the son of God because he was created, that is, Adam was created by God out of the dust of this earth. But the Lord Jesus was the eternal son of God. He pre-existed before he entered humanity through Adam and Shet and Enosh and Canaan and so on, before he came through Abraham, Yitzchak and Yaakov, Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, before he came through the king of Israel, David, Melech Israel, the king of Israel, the Lord Yeshua the Messiah was before he entered humanity and became a servant, as we read in Isaiah 42, "Behold my servant." And as we read in the New Testament in Philippians chapter 2, that he took upon himself the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men, even before he entered humanity, my dear beloved friends, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, the Apostle John, Yohanan, present before us the person of the Lord Jesus, Yeshua the Messiah, is the eternal Son of God. This is something that we cannot, humanly speaking, fathom. We can read from the Gospel of Matthew and see that he is the promised Messiah. We can read from the Gospel of Mark and we can understand that he became a servant, that he is a servant who came to serve God, to serve the people of God. We can read in the Gospel of Luke and we see, because he was a man, a human being, that he lived here upon the face of this earth for about 33 and a half years, and he was indeed a descendant of Adam, Ben Ha'adam, a descendant of Adam. But one thing that the Apostle John seeks to present before us by divine inspiration, that King of the Jews, the servant of Jehovah, the perfect man, is much more than just a king, a servant, and an ordinary man. He was the eternal Son of God, Ben Elohim Chaim. In fact, he is God manifest in the flesh. And that's why, beloved friends, as we study together the Gospel of John, it is very important for us to look, as we study this Gospel, to look into the fact that Yeshua, Jesus, is much more than just an ordinary man. And this is so important. Why? Because if the Lord was just an ordinary man, if Yeshua was just an ordinary man like you and I, you could never be sinless. He could never be, as it says, without any blemish. He could never be undefiled, separate from sinners, if he was born just like you and I to a sinful parent. John present him as the eternal God who became a man. And the express purpose of his becoming a man is in order to take upon himself that which we could not take, which we could not bear. And he was going to become the one who will bear the sin of this world, the punishment that sin deserved, the God of glory, in the person of the Son, the Mashiach Yeshua, have entered into this world and took upon himself the sin question. Well, listen to this. Just by way of introduction, I would like to tell you a little bit about Yohanan, John. John, of course, his Hebrew name, Yohanan, two Hebrew words, Jehovah had grace, had mercy. And John is really, do not even mention one time his name throughout the whole gospel. It's very interesting that John, Yohanan, was used by the Lord to write 5 New Testament books. The Gospel of John, the first epistle of John, the second epistle of John, the third epistle of John, and the book of Revelation of our Lord Yeshua Jesus the Messiah. 5 letters, 5 books, the Apostle Yohanan, John, was used by the Lord. He never mentioned his name, very interesting, in this gospel. And he chose to call himself in the gospel of John here, throughout the gospel, he's calling himself the disciple whom Yeshua, whom Jesus loved. It says in John chapter 13 and in verse 23, very interesting, there we read, it says here, now There was leaning on Yeshua's bosom, on Jesus' bosom, one of his disciples whom Yeshua loved, whom Jesus loved. Interesting how John never mentioned his name in his writings. Instead of mentioning his name, he called himself, "I am the disciple," not the disciple who loved Yeshua, who loved Jesus, no, but "I am the disciple whom Yeshua," whom Jesus loved. Very interesting. And he mentioned it throughout the gospel, beginning with chapter 13, can look along in chapter 19, chapter 20, chapter 21. He calls himself the disciple whom Yeshua loved. John was the youngest of the disciples that the Lord chosen from among our people of Israel, from the Galil, and it is very interesting that he was used by the Lord in so many ways to give us such a gospel as this and to give us the last book of the New Testament, the New Covenant, the book of Revelation. Yohanan, John, is called the son of Zebedee or Ben Zavdai in Matthew 10, verses 2 to 4. He's also known to be as a fisherman in Matthew 4, verses 21 and 22. In Mark chapter 3, he is called the son of thunder. In Hebrew, it's called Ben or Bnei Regosh, Bnei Ram. Him and his brother are called the sons of thunder. This is in Mark chapter 3 and verse 17. In the Gospel of Luke, in chapter 6 and verses 12 to 16, he is called a shaliach, an apostle. He was one of the 12 apostles, 12 shlichim, apostles that Yeshua called to minister the word of God and to be the foundation of the assembly, the ecclesia, the called out one, the church. Among the three most intimate associated people that are close to the Lord, Yeshua the Messiah, we find that Yohanan, John, was one of them. Peter, James, and John. In Matthew 17 and Matthew 26, we find that the Lord often take Peter, James, and Yohanan, Shimon Petros, Yaakov, James, and John, Yohanan. The Lord Yeshua takes them closer to himself. In fact, it's so beautiful to learn that Yohanan, he was an eyewitness of the person of Yeshua the Messiah, according to the first epistle, 1 John chapter 1, we read, "That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled, of the word of life." Imagine, beloved brothers and sisters, he was one of those that have his hands handled the person of our Lord Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah. That's why he was one of those individuals that was so near to the Lord, that have been with the Lord in the inner circle, and he witnessed the ministry of the person of the Lord Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah. According to Galatians chapter 2 and verse 9, he became a pillar. He was one of the pillars in the local assembly in Jerusalem. And imagine, brothers and sisters, in those days when Israel as a nation, our people as a nation, did not accept Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, God raised pillars, pillars in Israel to stand for the truth of the Messiahship of Yeshua, that he is the Savior. He is the one who came from heaven to die for the sin of this world. He's actually served along with Simon Peter. It was him, Peter and John went up to the temple to pray, according to Acts chapter 3, and John was serving along with an older brother by the name of Shimon Petros. In fact, he was such a faithful servant that according to Revelation chapter 1 and verse 9, we read of him, listen to this, "I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation and in the kingdom and patient of Jesus the Messiah, was on the island that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ, Yeshua the Messiah. He was exiled to the island of Patmos by Domitian because of the twofold reason. He gave a testimony of the truth of the word of God, and he gave testimony of the person of the Lord Yeshua, Jesus, the Messiah. In fact, we read in Revelation chapter 1 and verse 1, the revelation of Jesus the Messiah, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent it and signified it by his angel unto his servant Yohanan, John. Notice that. Revelation 1 and verse 1, John is the one that received the book of Revelation from the Lord through an angel. And we have it today in our hand. The same one who wrote the gospel, which we began our studies, the same one who gave us the book of Revelation by divine inspiration. And as I mentioned earlier, the date that John most likely wrote the gospel is sometime between the year 80 to 90 AD. But that time, Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, already finished the work of redemption. He died, he was buried, he rose again, and he was taken up to glory, to heaven. And then some 50 years later, John, Yohanan, the apostle, the servant of the Lord, wrote this fourth gospel. The important thing is to understand that John wrote his gospel after the other gospels, the synoptic gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, were already written. And the purpose behind it is to give us a supplement, but to give us additional information as to why it is important to believe on the Lord Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, and to help us understand that he was much more than just a king of Israel, much more than just a servant of the Lord, much more than just a perfect man. He, Yeshua, is the eternal God, the eternal Son of God. John's gospel is a supplement to that which was already written by Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Also, it is so important that the information that we have here in this gospel help us to understand some of the information that we already have in Matthew and Mark and Luke. And it is important to read this Gospel of John of Yohanan as well, because it clarifies things that we read in other Gospels that pointing to what Yeshua both said and did in his life here upon the face of this earth. Very beautiful Gospel to study, beloved brothers and sisters, and I trust that the Lord will help us in the study of this gospel as we are together learning from the word of God. Also, I wanted to mention that the main reason that John, by divine inspiration, gave us this fourth gospel is found in chapter 20, just towards the end of the gospel, in verse 30 and 31. Look what John said about Yeshua. He said, and many other things truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. This is the one we are reading. Many things that the Lord did are not written in this gospel, this book. But notice what he continued to say in John 20, verse 31. He continued, it says, but these are written, in other words, whatever I recorded, Yohanan, John is saying in this gospel, whatever are written, or these are written, that ye might believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. In other words, dear brothers and sisters, John is saying to us clearly here at the end of the Gospel of John, Yohanan chapter 20, verse 30 and 31, he says that the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, have done many, many, many things that are not written in this book of John. But whatever he put down here in this gospel by divine inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God, these things are written that ye might believe. In Hebrew, the word is emunah, lehaamin, to believe. What to believe? Number one, that Yeshua, that Jesus is the Messiah, is the Christos, the Christ, come from the Hebrew word Mashiach. That you will believe that Yeshua is the Mashiach. That's number one. Number two, and that also he is the Son of God. He is God the Son. You see, his divine nature and his human nature are combined here in John 20, verse 31, that you believe that Jesus is the Messiah in his humanity. He became a man to become the Mashiach, but he's in eternity, he is God the Son of God. It's very difficult for many to grasp, and I don't blame anyone, as I personally had a very difficult time to grasp the fact that Yeshua, that the Messiah is divine, but by the Spirit of God, God have helped us all to understand and to see clearly that had Jesus was just an ordinary man, he could never become a substitute for our sins.
You have been listening to the Holy Scriptures and Israel with Gideon Levitan. Gideon teaches God's Word from a Hebrew Messianic perspective. For more information about this ministry, write to Holy Scriptures and Israel, Box 1411, Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario, L0S1J0, or visit our website at holyscripturesandisrael.com. You are also invited to Gideon's weekly Bible teaching on Fridays at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m., and Saturdays at 1 p.m. at Willowdale Christian Assembly Hall, 28 Martin Ross Avenue in Toronto. Holy Scriptures and Israel is made possible by your prayers and financial support. If you would like to support the program, visit holyscripturesandisrael.com. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.